Wir haben ja vor der Pause schon viel über die Bedeutung und Notwendigkeit des barrierefreien Tourismus gehört. Jetzt wollen wir uns mit dem großen Potenzial beschäftigen, das gerade in Deutschland noch oft ein bisschen unterschätzt wird. Mike Adams steht und brennt wie kaum ein anderer für dieses Thema und er ist vor allem in UK, im Vereinigten Königreich, extrem bekannt dafür, die Bedarfe der Menschen mit Behinderungen, aber vor allem auch das riesige, auch ökonomische Potenzial dieses Marktes in die Öffentlichkeit, zu bringen. Kaum eine Talkshow, kaum eine Veranstaltung dazu ohne Mike. Er ist, Geschäftsführer von Purple, einer Organisation, die die Kommunikation über Behinderung verändern will, zwischen Unternehmen und Menschen mit Behinderung. Er sieht Behinderung als wertvolle Chance und leitet unter anderem die Entwicklung von Produkten und Dienstleistungen, die schon begonnen haben, die Landschaft in vielen Geschäftsbereichen zu verändern, auch in Richtung Verbesserung der Online-Zugänglichkeit. Mike war Mitglied der Kommission für die Rechte von Menschen mit Behinderungen. Er setzt sich für Menschen mit Behinderung im Hochschulbereich ein. Er war Vorsitzender des nationalen beratenden Expertengremiums in UK, das mehr als 20 Empfehlungen zur Modernisierung des Regierungsprogramms für die Beschäftigung von Menschen mit Behinderungen ausgearbeitet hat. Und für all seine Verdienste wurde Mike schon von der Queen mit einem OBE ausgezeichnet, dem britischen Ritterorden. Da wäre ich sehr gespannt zu erfahren, wie die Verleihung gelaufen ist, aber das zu einem späteren Zeitpunkt. Er ist zu finden auf der Liste der 100 einflussreichsten Menschen mit Behinderung im Vereinigten Königreich und er vermittelt uns jetzt in seiner Keynote, was Unternehmen eigentlich verlieren, wenn sie nicht mit dieser Zielgruppe sich auseinandersetzen und wie wichtig die richtige Kommunikation und Ansprache in den verschiedenen Kanälen ist. Mike, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, and good morning from the UK. I love visiting Germany. I want to come again soon, now that travelling is easier. I have friends in Bremen, and I want to visit all the sites. Like all tourists, I have a physical disability, but that should not prevent me from spending my purple euros with you and those of my family. And if we could move to the first. And I'm talking here about the consumer spending power of disabled people and their families, equates to $8 trillion a year and is rising at 14%. Yet only 10% of businesses have any strategy to access this market. And on the basis this morning that when I tried to get in, it said it was full because there were so many people here, it shows the potential opportunity, it shows the potential interest in these issues. And there is a huge opportunity if us in the tourist industry are able to get it right. And I have been working with the English and Scottish tourism industries to support businesses understand what we mean by accessibility, and more importantly, how that then translates into action on the ground that will support disabled people and their families. But when we talk about disabled people, we have to get our understanding correct. We know the international sign for disability is the wheelchair, and wherever I go in the world, it is instantly recognizable. But only 8% of the 15.1 billion disabled people across the world are wheelchair users. 80% of disabled people have hidden disabilities, cognitive, learning, autism, mental health, long-term health conditions. And in many ways, for you as the tourism industry, that's harder because you have to change your assumptions. I come to your tourist attraction and you know that I have a disability straight away, and you can then put the support in place for me. But how do you start with someone with a hidden disability? Hallo, wie kann ich einen helfen. That is my first ever translation into Germany, and if it hasn't gone well, it will be my last. What I meant to say, or what I hoped I said, was, hello, can I help you? And that enables individuals, whether it's your frontline staff, to be able to ask an individual if they have accessibility needs without necessarily knowing. And the person could say, I have a mental health condition. It is very noisy here, but I need to ask you a question. Can we move somewhere quieter? And that may make all the difference between them staying and enjoying the experience or leaving with their family, never coming again, and telling everyone on social media about their poor experience. If we move to slide 2, please. Just wanted to talk about some other practical and cost-effective tips for you in the industry. And I call it the 3 P's. Place, which is in terms of the built environment and your traditional thinking of accessibility and ramps and lifts. And many of us will know COP26 last autumn in Glasgow, where the Israeli minister, who was a wheelchair user, wasn't able to get into the building because there was no ramp to the building. But we are still talking about accessible toilets, accessible parking, signage, and increasingly sensory spaces for people with autism and other learning disabilities. And online accessibility, digital, it is absolutely the way we're going. And we've heard this morning that digital is the gateway into your business. It is the way in which you will initially access information about a particular destination. And as people have said this morning, it is how increasingly you book your destination as well. And did you know only 3% of the top 1 million websites in the world meet basic global accessibility standards? And so the things that can be done can be changed very quickly, overnight, and at no cost. And we're talking color contrast. We're talking alt tags to give descriptions to visuals. And we're talking about less cluttered pages, which will support people with mental health, for example. And policies are really important, both for guests and for staff. And it needs to reflect your customer base and not use the excuses of health and safety to prevent individuals doing things and seeing things and experiencing things that they otherwise could not. And I've heard this morning around the importance of virtual reality and AI in creating a greater experience. That is absolutely true, but it cannot come at the cost of people and their families coming to see it firsthand and to hear it, to smell it, and to imbibe it. And finally, tourism industry is about your people. It's about your staff. It is about how you are confident, how they are confident. It's about awareness training, confidence. And so you as organizations must commit to that. And one way we have done this in the UK and global is by introducing Purple Tuesday. Slide 3, please. Purple Tuesday is about improving the disabled customer experience. It's about businesses, tourism industries, being able to make changes to their accessibility in order that more and more disabled people and their families can come. And I go back to a point that was made earlier. If a disabled person is not able to come to a tourist destination, it is likely that their families will not come as well, and the economic euro cost to those decisions. And Purple Tuesday, and this is a picture of Piccadilly Lights in London, Purple Tuesday last year reached 19 million people across the world. it trended at number two worldwide on Twitter. And why? Because we know that 50% of people, and if you think about it today with my definition, 50% of you or higher will know someone with a disability in your family or in your close network. And the question would be for you, would you want that family member, your aunt, your cousin, your niece, your nephew, your granddad, not to be able to come and enjoy the tourist destination simply because they had a disability? And the answer to that question is no. I do believe that COVID has changed the world for the better, and it is a legacy, hopefully, a legacy for disabled people that will make positive changes. I can see in the UK and elsewhere in the world, staff who work for organisations are increasingly wanting to work for organisations who understand accessibility, who understand inclusion, who understand diversity, who understand disability. Customers increasingly are expecting inclusion. And if you talk to young disabled people, they will just expect their tourist destinations and elsewhere to have the reasonable adjustments in place so they can enjoy the experience like everyone else. And I do believe that investors are increasingly looking and demanding equality, diversity, inclusion in those areas where they are investing in. Next slide, please. So events like today are so important in supporting organizations, you and others, to have the confidence to make the changes. And by that, to understand the economic benefits, but increasingly the social benefits, and because it is the right thing to do. I've been absolutely delighted to be involved in this session today. I suspect if it hadn't been for COVID, we wouldn't have had a virtual event, and I probably wouldn't have been here. I am absolutely delighted, and I am really looking forward to being a tourist in Germany again soon. Thank you very much.
Herzlichen Dank, Mike Adams. Und wir sind auch sehr, sehr froh, dass Sie heute hier sein können. Einen riesigen virtuellen Applaus für Sie. Vielen herzlichen Dank.